Final hour tonight of the Mike Malloy program. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Yeah, it's spring break. So they called in the substitute guy. Brad Friedman of Bradblog.com. Friendly citizen investigative Friendly citizen investigative journalist, blogger, troublemaker, muckraker. Drafted into broadcast media duty right here on your favorite progressive radio station website from coast to coast and around the globe. This, we'll call this the Ask Brad Hour. Ask me any damn thing you want, and I will answer it, or I will not. You can get us at 877-520-1150. I got a bunch of folks hanging on the line. Hang in there. I will get to you shortly. 877-520-1150. Or you can stop, or you can Twitter me your question to the Brad Blog, or you can stop by bradblog.com, jump into the chat room where Jeannie Dean and Dez are holding down things very nicely, but they're lonely and they'd love to see you there. Other business I have to take care of here before we get to the phones. So Malloy is coming back next Monday, for those who are concerned, never fear. He'll be back with Malloy Vision. Yes, Malloy Vision. You truth seekers know what that is. You folks out there at DU, you know what that is, right? Well, come on back to MikeMalloy.com next Monday and find out if and you don't. What other business? So tomorrow night on this program, we have we've invited Rand Paul to join us. Who? What? What? Tony, you know who Rand Paul is? You know who Ron Paul is? Rand Paul is Ron Paul's son, and he's running for the U.S. Senate. He's actually running for the GOP nomination in Kentucky against the Secretary of State, Trey Grayson, out there. And I've got a few questions for Dr. Paul. I do hope he accepts our offer. There are concerns about his election out there. If you don't know what they are, stop by Brad Blog. Do a search for Rand Paul or Kentucky election fraud. Ought to be an interesting conversation if he joins us. All right, let me hit some phones here. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. 50, and who should we go to here? Let's go to Bob in San Jose. Welcome to the Malloy program.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
A couple things I want to thank you, one, for your being, I guess you'd say, a dogged reporter on the electronic voting things that are happening.
Somebody's got to be.
I know, but one of the things I wanted to get to is the net neutrality.
Yeah.
Which I think is absolutely paramount to anything, because otherwise we have the likes of Comcast and AT&T, and they can put up a firewall that makes the Great Firewall of China look like nothing. They can filter content every way but Sunday.
Yeah, and Comcast just this week got a favorable ruling from a federal appeals court on that says that the FCC cannot institute the net neutrality because it's just a policy decision. It doesn't have the force of law. So that's a big victory at this moment for Comcast on that front.
And that's why I'm hoping we've got some legislators who will get off the dime and do something to make net neutrality a law. Because I don't know how else you protect it otherwise.
Well, and, you know, I don't either. Obviously, it's got to be protected. And, you know, but I've regarded net neutrality as sort of the low-hanging fruit. Now, maybe I'm naive. I wouldn't, you know, be the first to say that I was naive, but I don't think that's the tough one. I think you're going to get Democrats and Republicans alike. I think you are going to pass net neutrality laws. You need to keep the heat on. That said, Brian, I don't know, Bob, I'm sorry. My concern is that not what's going on the Internet. My concern is what's going on our public airwaves and how difficult it is to find shows like Mike Malloy anywhere in the country.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you on that. But the reason why I mentioned the Internet is how do we find out about stuff like this?
About stuff like what?
Well, for example, you.
Yeah.
I mean, I found out about you on the Internet. And if somebody had done the serious filtering like they have in China, I wouldn't necessarily have ever seen anything about Brad Blog or anything about electronic voting because it would be filtered.
Yep.
That's the point. See, we can have radio, but we need an honest communication medium as well.
I hear you, brother. Thanks for the call, Bob.
Thank you.
All right. Keep up the good fight. Let's go to Bill in North Carolina. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Are you driving in your car or are you in a thunderstorm?
No, I'm just sitting outside on the porch.
Oh, okay. Well, you need to get a better phone. What's up, Bill?
I was curious about all this. It started out with name-calling and graduated to spitting and breaking windows, and now we got death threats going on.
Yeah.
I know there's got to be one or two decent Republicans out there. Why doesn't some of these leaders get on the press conference or something and knock this stuff down? I mean, it's totally ridiculous.
Because do they want to knock it down, Bill?
Obviously not, but you would think that somebody have a little bit of gumption out there.
Well, you would think that. You would have thought that years ago. You would have thought that years ago when these guys used to call for law and order, and then they're sitting here watching, assassinations being ordered and torture and everything else. These guys, and look, you're in North Carolina, so you know these Republicans as well as anybody out there. They don't give a damn about law and order. They're not conservative. They're not, they are right-wingers. They care only about power, period.
I agree.
You agree, right?
Right.
All right.
What really bothers me is the racism thing. I'm an elder gentleman. I'm almost 60 years old. I spent, 1968, I went in the military, and I was retired March 31st, 1998. And I've fought with all kinds of people, and I have a chest full of medals, including two Purple Hearts. And I got news for all those guys out there with these racial slurs and everything is, brother, we all bleed red.
Yep.
And it just annoys the heck out of me.
It annoys the heck out of me, and it's damn dangerous for this country. And as I've said before, someone is going to end up dead, and then things will change. But I'm sorry, and I'm quite concerned that we've got to wait for that to happen before there's any change here, before anybody takes these threats. And they are threats. Quite seriously, maybe we'll play a little bit more audio when we come back from the break here. 877-520-1150. Somebody's got... All right, let's go to Alan real quick before the break. Alan in Alabama. Welcome to the Mike Malloy program, Alan.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm actually just passing through, not from Alabama. My statement is that the violence, I think it's a lot closer than anybody's imagining. I personally have started to experience it face to face, about as close to face to face as it can be.
How so?
It's like I was in Laredo yesterday, and this guy, he's about 5'10", was walking towards me, and he actually tried to spit in my path.
Why?
I'm not a small person. I'm like 6'4", 245, and for him to do that, where I could easily just grab him and.
Why was he doing this, Alan? Why was he spitting in your path?
He had on a Texas shirt, a Texas hat, and this guy looked at me like he actually hated the sight of me.
So why did he hate the sight of you? Were you do?
That's
did
what
you?
I'm saying. Yeah. It's gone. It's getting past the regular rhetoric or the regular little things they do. Like if you were to turn your CB on, you would swear we're at a full blown race war. But it's always been confined to the CB talk. Bunch of cowards. Now they're seem to be pushing it a little farther.
Are you suggesting this was something political, or was the guy just a jerk?
No. This is folks that are at the point where they think they can just walk out and do not just to call you names, but to physically.
Alan, I understand, but are you suggesting this was a political thing, or this guy was just a jerk?
No. This is across the board. It's like I said, it's starting to happen on a regular basis.
Right.
And it's different individuals, different states. It doesn't matter where you're at now. It's happening at a very high frequency.
All right. Thanks for that call, Alan. I appreciate it. Stay safe out there wherever you are in Alabama. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with much more of your calls. We do have a few open lines, though, if you want to get in. 877-520-1150. It's Accountability Thursday, which, of course, follows Accountability Wednesday, which is just before Accountability Friday, at least when I'm on the Mike Malloy program. It's every day's accountability when old Mike is here. I promise you that. And we will keep up the fight. Do we have a choice? Do I have a choice? No, not if someone's going to put a microphone in front of me. Apparently, Democrats have a choice, though. They've chosen. They don't give a damn about accountability, apparently. It's not important to them. Everything is fine. Low-hanging fruit. We'll take what we can get. Cap and trade, who needs it? Climategate. Well, that ought to get the calls coming in. You want to tell me about Climategate being a hoax? Bring it on, bitches. Brad, here on The Molloy Show.
Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken.
Welcome back to the Mike Molloy Program. Brad Friedman in for Mike. Taking your calls, 877-520-1150. Ask Brad. Got a question? Give me a call, 877-520-1150, and I will either answer it or I will not. Let's go to... and by the way, if you're a wingnut and you're in favor of the hate speech, bring it on. I'd love to hear from you. And, yeah, okay. Speaking of which, let's go to Brian in Madison, Wisconsin. What's up, Brian? Welcome to the show.
Oh, didn't think I was going to get on. But anyway.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Well, you know, things happen.
Okay.
All I can say is President Obama is, he's playing a political ploy here. And I'm not saying a ploy in a bad way.
What's the ploy?
The ploy is he has got to answer to the political right with Rush and Glenn Beck. And he has got to answer them in a positive way.
Wait, why does he have to answer them in a positive way, Brian?
Well, because if he does nothing, they just keep attacking him.
And if he does do something, they're going to stop attacking him? So you're saying that
Look at what he's done.
Yeah.
Look at what he's done.
What's he done?
He's authorized the assassination of a American citizen.
Yeah.
He's also authorized oil drilling offshore.
Offshore, right.
And why do you think that he's done that?
Well, he's I think he's pretty much running the way he ran, or he's pretty much serving as president the way he ran for president. He, you know, so many of these things.
He said that before he ran for president.
Well, he was in favor of.
No, come on.
What?
He didn't do that.
Didn't do what?
You don't know that he said that before he ran for president.
I'll tell you what he did before he ran, when he was running for president. He was in favor of giving immunity to the phone companies who had done this illegal spying. He had not called for impeachment. He had not called for accountability. He had called for offshore drilling, for increased nuclear power, for clean coal, quote-unquote, technology. All of these things that I think progressives did not want to hear when he was running. They just wanted to win so much, they were willing to look the other way. Am I wrong, Brian?
No, I don't think you're wrong.
Okay. Well, then we agree.
I totally agree, but...
But you voted for him anyway, didn't you?
Well, of course I did.
Okay.
I love Obama.
All right. Well, then there you go. Then you're happy now. I got to get to another call, Brian. Thanks. I appreciate it. Stay safe out there in Madison. All right. I have time for another one here. Let me get to Al in San Francisco. Hey, Al, welcome to the Mike Molloy Program.
Yeah, I agree with you. The Democrats' lack of pushback hurts me, especially the black activists in flunky groups like the NAACP, Governor McDonald omitted slavery in his support of the Confederacy.
Out there in Virginia.
Yes, yeah. And I made a post response to the great website, The Grill. I think that's supported by a large media conglomerate, but it's a very good black-oriented site.
Yeah.
And also, when we had this Walmart incident, for example, a racial animosity, of course, the NAACP, if you note, they jumped in right away to defend Walmart because, of course, they depend on white corporations for their survival.
Wait, the NAACP defended Walmart? This is when the guy came on the speaker and said, all black people get out of the store or something like that, right?
Yes, predictably. And you have to excuse me, I had extensive dental surgery, so I'm not at my best talking. But, predictably, the NAACP and groups like that, the Urban League, most people don't want to admit the truth.
Okay.
Those groups get their support from white corporations, so they are not going to take a hard line against racism. They just want inclusiveness, and I disagree with that. Sometimes you can't reason with people.
Okay. No, I don't think you can. I don't think you necessarily have to. I think you need to stand up for what's right. And thank you for calling out the NAACP if they're not doing what's right. And, by the way, I'm wondering where the NAACP and the African American community at large was when Acorn was under attack, and why they aren't out there right now picketing Andy Breitbart and James O'Keefe. And, well, the hell with them. Picketing New York Times to demand they correct the record.
One last point.
Quickly.
I don't think you and progressives, white progressives, should shy away from stating what you just stated, the lack of response to these issues by black Americans,
yep.
especially black activists.
Yep. I ain't shying away from anything, Al. I do appreciate your call,
okay.
And keep up the good fight. We had a caller last night after we had Acorn's CEO, Bertha Lewis, on. We talked about 2 hours about this Acorn stuff, this scam, and somebody called and said we ought to organize picket the New York Times until they correct the record. Yes, sounds good to me. Where are you folks in New York? I don't care what color you are. We need accountability out there from the New York Times. You're going to get it for us. I'm Brad, in for Malloy. More after this.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Tony, because I'm enjoying the music. I want to hear the music. If I want to hear it, don't you think the rest of America wants to hear it, Tony? You went to the trouble to choose it. You might as well let people listen. All right, Brad back on the Malloy Show, taking your calls, 877-520-1150. We will hit, we're going to hit a few of them here. Let me play you some of this sound as far as why are people, this is what, you know, it's not just crazy Republicans. It's people fomenting the Republicans. But as I argued at the opening of the show, we know that's what they're going to do. That's their politics. Why the hell isn't anybody doing anything about it? Why are the Democrats shying away from the fairness doctrine, from restoring our public airwaves? And, you know, this guy was arrested threatening Nancy Pelosi. Rush Limbaugh was saying, they want to criminalize Fox News. Well, actually, now that I think about it, it's not a terrible idea. All right, here's Cal Thomas. You wonder why everybody, this was on Fox News. Cal Thomas, just last month.
When Nancy Pelosi went through those Tea Partiers, it was like, what should we analogize this to? The
Nazis?
March through Skokie, Illinois
Nazis.
By the Nazis. It was deliberately provocative. They wanted a reaction.
Yes, they deserved it. She was dressed that way. She deserves to be raped. And, oh, she's a Nazi. Now there's the O'Reilly factor just late last year also on Fox News.
Already Nancy Pelosi and her far-left crew want to raise the top federal tax rate to 45%. That's not capitalism. That's Fidel Castro stuff. Confiscating wages that people honestly earn.
Fidel Castro stuff. Confiscating wages. They're not taxes. They're they're coming to steal your money, and they're communists. And if you don't do something about that, Nancy Pelosi, well, then you're not very patriotic, are you? You better do something about it because she's a communist. She's Fidel Castro. She's a Nazi. Here's Beck on Nancy Pelosi.
So, Speaker Pelosi, I just wanted to. You gonna drink your wine?
Oh no, no, not that one, not that one. That one. This is the one that's too long. She wants to. He wants to poison the wine. The other one, Beck in California, I think.
California has become quite a hotbed for all kinds of radicals, communists, socialists.
Yes.
All in the 1960s, but they were here before progressives. Now eco-terrorists, they're here.
Eco-terrorists.
Yeah, the Panthers formed here.
Panthers? What else?
Nancy Pelosi is here.
Oh.
A lot of really dangerous people in a state as volatile as this one, and it is on the edge.
Oh, I wonder how it got on that edge. And gosh, that Nancy Pelosi. Have you seen her? Oh, what a dangerous woman. Terrifying. Nancy Pelosi is dangerous? Of course she is, because Beck says so on Fox News, because O'Reilly says so on Fox News, because Cal Thomas says so on Fox News, because Dennis Miller says so on Fox News.
There's blood in the water on her, and I hope they bring in Cousteau's kid to document it, because this is going to be a beautiful demise. If you thought those eyes twitched in the past, watch her over the next couple weeks. She's going to look like a hummingbird during time travel. It's going to get ugly, and if you go in with her in the long knives, I would warn you. And you're not a plastic surgeon, you better be ready to play hard, because you will get the speaker's gavel from her when you pry it from her cold, dead hand,
well,
as they say in the trade.
Right, pry it from her cold, dead hands. That's your only choice here, America. You have to do this. And, of course, Fox News isn't to blame if something happens to Speaker Pelosi, are they? They're not to blame for anything. Bill O'Reilly is not to blame for the fact that Scott Roeder went and put a bullet in Dr. Tiller's head in Kansas just because he called him Tiller the Killer night after night after night after night. He's not accountable for that just because someone took him seriously. We know all of this. You know all of this. Why don't the Democrats know all of this? They do know all of this, but they're cowards and they don't want to do anything about it. I do. I'm going to call them out. And more. Let's go to Rodolfo, 877-520-1150. Going to try to get everybody in here. I'll stop ranting, maybe. Rodolfo in San Francisco, welcome to the Malloy program.
Now, some number of months ago, and
yes.
I don't know where he said it, but Barack Obama said, quote, "But cap and trade will necessarily make your utility rates skyrocket," unquote. Now, you know, this indicates to me that this is an unnecessary rise that they're planning on.
Why?
And what would they be?
Wait a second, Rodolfo. Let me ask you.
To?
Rodolfo, hang on
who's
a second.
Who's the extra money going to?
The extra
the United
money?
Nations?
Rodolfo, are you going to have a conversation or are you just going to talk over me here? All right. Well, now, Rodolfo, now, were you against cap and trade when George Bush Sr. And John McCain, when they were in favor of cap and trade?
I absolutely was.
You were. But you voted for them anyway?
What makes you think I voted for them?
I'm asking you. Did you?
No.
Who'd you vote for?
I voted for the Libertarian candidate.
All right, that boy. Now, let me ask you this. You say that in the note here, it says that climate change, it's just the end of the ice age. There's no global warming. Is that right?
Well, the point that I was making there is that perhaps there's no real way that you can have a telling that we're not experiencing anything other than a naturally occurring gradual climate change.
Gradual?
Which has been going on all the time, all throughout history.
Except for the last 50 years where you're familiar with the...
Except for the last 50 years since the United Nations think that they can make themselves into a world government by extorting money on this issue.
Okay, never mind that. The question is,
cap and trade,
you're not going to...
That's where their money is coming from.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
The truth hurts, doesn't it? The truth hurts, doesn't it?
not really, but Rodolfo, you've seen the graph, right, where thousands of years it's pretty level warming. All of a sudden, the hockey stick graph, it shoots straight up.
Yeah,
you're saying
that
that's fake, right?
The United Nations, too, didn't it? The same Joseph, the same Goebbels types that say, well,
Goebbels,
you know, first
types.
Of all, create a problem where there is none and then okay. come running up with the solution.
And those thousands of scientists,
and
those are also.
We all know where each and every one of them are getting their hands in their pockets from.
Hey, baby, there's nothing like Earth science business, man. You make a lot of money. That's where the money is, baby. You know, you think they may live in obscurity and work out of some little college somewhere. Oh, no. The earth science disciplines, that's the big money, baby. And that's, of course, why thousands of them have agreed to get together and falsify data. Crazy people. David in San Francisco, welcome to the Mike Malloy Program.
How are you, Brad? A couple of different things. I don't know if you realize it, but you got punked by that last caller. He was the final guy in the last hour, and he's a notorious. His sneer, you can recognize his sneer.
I didn't recognize him in the last hour, but that's all right.
Yeah, he was the guy you cut off real fast because of his German name. I'll think of it in a second.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, a couple of things. You were asking about, I really wanted to talk about Acorn, and if you've got that contact information, she was asking for legal support. And,
yeah. You're talking about, you're talking about Bertha Lewis,
right.
CEO of Acorn. We had her on last night. The contact is info@acorn.org. And last night after we got off the air, their website went down. And I'd love to think it was because so many people were hitting it trying to give them donations to answer her call. I don't know if that was the case or not, but last I checked, it is now back up. Acorn.org. Support these guys because they have been done wrong, and you can write them at info@acorn.org, particularly if you're a lawyer who wants to do pro bono work. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Well, there are about three or four different, you know, just their foundation, their charter, so to speak, was essentially based upon helping people who are in housing distress.
Right.
Then they got into the angle of getting people voting.
Right.
And if you think about right now, they're saying that one-third of American mortgages are in distress. One-third of American mortgages are in distress.
Right.
And so not only are we having an enormous number of people who need legal assistance and they're poverty-stricken, but in addition, thinking about the problems of voting, the homeless usually are so downtrodden that they'd never show up to vote. And so that's going to be an enormous aspect of getting out the vote for the next vote this year
and the
presidential 2 years from now. And so Acorn's voting registration efforts are the idea of attacking Acorn by the neocons is, I mean, you can see where their strategy of destroying legal assistance to people they were going after.
Dave, I got to get to another call. I appreciate your thought. Yeah, the right wing attack on Acorn was nothing about nothing else other than fighting against democracy, fighting to keep people from being able to vote. Because those people happen to be Democratic-leaning voters, those 1.3 million legal registered voters that Acorn helped get on the rolls over the last couple of election cycles. Let me get, do I have it? Go for it. Yeah, all right, let's go to, Steve in Minnesota. Hey, Steve, welcome to the Mike Malloy Program. Very quickly, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm actually calling about last night. You had talked about the United flight that departed from Washington, D.C., and
yes.
then the man was apparently lighting a cigarette.
Yes. Don't even say that. We're scared. Tony, put the duct tape back on the windows. There, you frightened me already just by bringing it up. I'm terrified of all the terrorists. Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Well, that fits into my question. You explained the story, but then you said we are such a nation of cowards.
Yeah.
Why?
Why are we cowards?
Yeah, why would you call us a nation of cowards? There was you know, mysterious activity going on in the plane. How should we have reacted?
We're cowards because we are willing to throw over our rights. We are willing to throw over our Constitution. We are willing to bust our budget and, you know, throw ourselves into bankruptcy for something that you have a better chance of being hit by lightning twice than you do by being on a plane where a terrorist strikes. You know, we've changed the way we live because we're afraid of these terrorists. We will justify anything because of terrorists and terrorism, and we got to stop cowering under the table. We got to stop, you know, anytime anybody farts on a plane, it ends up wall-to-wall on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. It's breaking news. You know what? When there's really something that goes on that you need to interrupt the news, then do it. Until then, stop being a baby.
Yeah, but you told about the story. I don't understand what the difference between Fox News telling about it or you telling about
because
it.
Because I mentioned it. I didn't go wall-to-wall on it as these guys do, as they did with the Christmas bomber and okay. All the other nonsense. I appreciate your thought.
What should we do different?
What?
What should we do different? What you say we're cowards. What should we do different? You're talking about airline security and so forth?
I'm going to let me answer that off the air because I got to get to a break. Not off the air. I'm going to drop you because I got to get to a break here shortly. Thanks for the call, Steve. What we should do here is, you know, stop going to war. Stop making up wars. Stop taking away people's rights. Because that's what we're doing. Stop saying, oh, it's okay. You have to scan every email. You have to listen to every citizen's phone calls if you want, because the terrorists are going to get us if you don't. No. You know, I'm not willing to give up my rights. I'm not willing to, you know, to be a coward. This, you know, it's a joke. If you guys don't get it by now, it's a joke. Yeah, there's bad people out there to get us. Let's stop doing things that make them want to get us. Did you see that video in Iraq that was leaked of the guys in the Apache helicopter shooting journalists and children and people who weren't firing on them, weren't doing nothing? Remember, they hate us for our freedoms. Pay attention. Brad, here on the Malloy Show. Back with one more segment right after this. Take a walk on the wild side.
Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go, do 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 do
say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Yeah, I want to hear it again, Tony. Yes, I like that version. Only a canvas. All right, our final few minutes here on the Malloy program. I will be back with you tomorrow. I'm also on, by the way, our friend Tom Hartman's program tomorrow morning, something, 11 a.m. in the morning, Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. What? Why are you looking at me like that, Tom? I'm on Hartman. My friend Peter B. Collins is guest hosting. Oh, it's Battle of the Guest Hosts this week, apparently, on Progressive Radio. So tune into that. I will be back with you again tomorrow night. I hope you will join me. I hope Rand Paul joins me and whatever else may happen between now and then. My thanks tonight, if you're on the line, I'll try to get to you very shortly. But my thanks tonight to engineer Tony Sorrentino. Thank you, sir. For LA's K-Talk AM 1150, for hosting me out here in beautiful Burbank. Producer Desi Doyen, Jeannie Dean over at bradblog.com, holding down the chat room tonight. Of course, my thanks, as ever, to Mike and Kathy Malloy for entrusting this microphone to me while they are enjoying spring break. For those listening on MikeMalloy.com, please do stay tuned for Head On with Bob Kincaid. I'm sure he'll have the latest out in West Virginia on the mining disaster and the disaster that is Massey Engineering and their CEO, Don Blankenship. What a creep. We'll talk about him tomorrow if I'm in the mood. All right, let's go. I'm going to fly through these lines, so get your calls ready and your questions ready, and we'll have to do them quickly. Mark in San Francisco, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brad.
Hey.
I think there's two things the progressive can push back against the right-wing echo machine, the hate machine, is demand the investigations and prosecutions of Bush, and I also think we ought to raise hell about these wars. We can't afford them. We don't want no tax increases to fund these wars.
Right.
They're ridiculous.
Well, right, but you got to demand it of the Democrats. You got to demand it of the media. You got to get over this obsession with Fox News and the crazy people over there. We know they're crazy. Now let's hold the Democrats and let's hold Barack Obama responsible for not doing the right thing. What do you say?
I think you're right. Absolutely.
Thank you, brother. All right, let's go to Bob, also in San Francisco. Welcome to the Malloy program, Bob.
Hi. Hey. There's one example that I could cite of a Republican or a right-winger, who, well, let's say Republican, who did call out his party about 2 months ago on Chris Matthews. Matthews put a question to Jim Cooper from Tennessee, a congressman, and then he put one to Phil Gingrey.
Yeah.
Who Cooper answered. And the question was, what would you say to these gun toters? Shouldn't they take it back home again and stop parading around Tea Party rallies with guns?
Yeah.
Cooper... He just interrupted. He's a very mild-mannered guy, and he said, yeah, I'll condemn it. And then Gingrey got the question. I guess it was him or maybe DeGarmy, and he went ahead and gave it the whole all clear to those people and said they have their Second Amendment rights, did the whole script.
Well, so you're saying Jim Cooper did hold them accountable or did not?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
It was a good moment.
One of the few. One of the few. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm still waiting for another one.
Yeah. No, I hear you. You ain't keep waiting. It ain't gonna happen. You got to start holding. Stop worrying about them and start worrying about the Democrats. They need to get busy. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right, let's go. I know I'm gonna make it. Barbara and San Rafael. Quick, you got 15 seconds. Hey, Barbara.
Okay, freedom. Good show tonight. Lots of calls from the Bay Area.
Thank you. Yeah, lots of calls out there.
Yeah, I'm just north of San Francisco. But anyway, I just wanted to call and ask you, first of all, if you've heard about this bill that the California legislature is working on right now to make a day of recognition for Ronald Reagan on February 6th.
Okay, yeah, that's what we need. We need to recognize Ronald Reagan on February 6th. Why February 6th?
That's his birthday.
Oh, brother.
And I have the number of the bill. It's SB 944, and they want to make next year's February 6th a specific
I got to get out. Don't waste your time on it. Keep your eyes on the stuff that actually matters, Barbara. I love you. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, America, and good night. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for everything. Keep it lit.